Hello, ladies. Welcome to yet another episode of the Clean Podcast, new experimental format. And unfortunately, I am driving yet again. And I've received feedback from some of you about me recording episodes while doing something else, like driving or walking and whatever, and your concerns about it. Also, some sound issues that are a result of that, and I want to apologize for all of that. And I do understand that, you know, if you're listening to me and I'm driving, you have to be part of these, like one of my clients who I love said squirrel moments, so I apologize in advance for my squirrel moments. It's just that at this time of transition, this is the way that expression has to come through me. I mean, it doesn't have to come, but it's the easiest way where I can express myself while I'm in this transition and looking for this new way that feels the way I want to feel. And I've gotten feedback about the fact that some of you loved the intro and the outro of the Clang podcast and all of that, which I also loved, you know. And the fact that previously in the episodes I was a bit more tense because it was scheduled, because it was on a production line and all of that. So there's pluses and minuses to this new format. And thank you for this feedback. And if you have any feedback, I'd love to hear how it all lands for you, not only the content, how it lands, but also the production of it, which is basically no production on purpose. So, you know, if enough women are going to be like, hey, Anna, like, I'm loving your content, everything is great, but, you know, can you produce a little bit your podcast and add an intro and outro music and make it sound a little bit more professional? And I'm like, okay, I got to do something about it. You know what I mean? Especially if I'm going to use this as a marketing tool, which I don't even think about it that way, but it is, you know. Anyways, so I just wanted to start with that. And I just want to explain why I'm doing what I'm doing in this way. And it's mostly because to support my desire for expression, which I have been loving this format. So we're gonna have to find a middle ground here, okay? For now, this is the format that I'm working with, and it's obviously gonna become better and better, especially if I'm gonna start to see the fruits of it and all of that, whatever the fruits might be. But at the moment, I am poor on time, and like, I literally had a tea ceremony that I just came out of, and in 17 minutes I have a call with a prospective client. And so I know that if I do not record this now, while I have this burning desire to share today, which is an important idea and a message, it's simply going to be forgotten, or the energy is not going to be there. And so, yeah, if you're a content creator, for example, you know what I mean. And I've heard from so many content creators that are on this schedule to produce that they burn out in time, or they become disinterested. That's what happened to me with the last 5 years of the Clang podcast, because you feel like you have to, and you feel like you have to in a certain way. You know, I've had plenty of arguments with String about producing a podcast that, no, you know, and it's like, you have no idea what goes into the behind the scenes of just a podcast, because it's not just, I mean, forget interviews, right? They, like, interviews require scheduling and sending links and the recordings, and then every single podcast required an audio editor. I had a whole fucking Trello board, if you know what Trello is. Like, it's a whole production line that you have to record in advance and send it to the editor and then upload. Think of a title, think of a description, distribute it, write an email. Like, it's a whole thing. Right now, what I'm doing, I'm just pressing the button, record when I can, when inspiration strikes, when I have an idea, and I'm in between things. That's the reality of things, you know? unless this podcast is going to like be my full-time job and that's the only thing that I'm doing, for example, like Tim Ferriss, who charges like freaking $50,000 for an ad for one episode, which obviously, you know, he's worked hard to get. Like for me, it's just not something that I am prepared to do or I'm ready to do at this moment in time. You know what I mean? And I think I will get there for sure eventually. You know, eventually I'm going to create an intro. Eventually I'm going to have an editor. Like all of that's coming, right? But for now, bear with me as I share with you my ideas and kind of very ad hoc. And, you know, somebody mentioned you're much more relaxed, you're much more playful. Yeah, because I'm not like, okay, gotta go record an episode and turn on the mic, turn on the thing, sit at the desk and record. You know what I mean? To talk about something like, yeah. Anyways, I'm finding my groove and I am really grateful that you're here on the journey with me. And again, go on Instagram, find Anurova. Don't forget to follow and then send me a DM about what you think. So far, I've gotten great feedback. Anyways, today I want to talk to you about the lows, and that's what, you know what I mean, like that's why this is being recorded so ad hoc and on the go, because you know, like when we talk about lows, it's very easy to talk about highs, right? And the last three episodes of this podcast, of this new format I shall say, have been all about a new direction and I feel amazing and all of that. Next episode was, I had multiple orgasms in a day and a $20,000 client. Next episode was like, oh my God, my relationship with string is amazing, blah, 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 right? And it is so funny because all those three episodes for the last 3 weeks, I mean, the first one I literally recorded as soon as I came out of my bleed. And then, of course, I went into ovulation. And, of course, today, I believe it's day 21 of my cycle. So I'm due to bleed in like 6 days. And I I talk about cycle awareness in my program. And I've interviewed so many women about cycle awareness. And I've been tracking my cycle and doing all the things for years and years and years. But only when I decided to do this transition and decided to like stop or really slow down, I started to actually notice my cycle. And I started to notice that, day 21, I feel like everything is shit and everything is going to shit and nothing's working and I don't know what to do and I just want to bang my head against the wall and I don't see a way out. I don't see a solution. And of course, being who I am, I need a fucking solution. I need a way out. And without it, my brain, my mind just goes crazy because it's not in control. And because it hates to sit in the unknown. And it hates to sit in the shit. And of course, if you're listening to this and you're my clients, you know exactly what I mean, because that's what I'm coaching you to do and advising you to do when things are not going well with men. When things are not going well with life, when you feel rejected, when you feel unworthy, like all of that needs to be felt. And so especially it needs to be felt when we are in the via negativa, how Red School founders call it. Red School is a company that teaches women cycle awareness. Amazing. Highly recommend. They wrote a book called Wild Power and then now Wise Power. Wild Power is for women who are menstruating. And Wise Powers for women who are now in menopause. Anyways, so for the last 3 months, I've been acutely aware of what's happening in my cycle. And I've been acutely aware of this because with my girlfriend, Jasmine, who's also a coach and she's teaching in my program as well. We have synced, and I don't know, I've synced to her, she synced to me. But anyways, every time, like there's a specific part of the month where I'm sending messages to Jasmine, to all of my girlfriends, being like, life is shit and everything is shit and everything's going to shit and like this is never, like I just want to be out of here, you know. And normally like I get chocolate, I stay in bed, and then I go watch movies, right? And so I've noticed this like for 3 months now, especially in the last 3 months because of this transition. Like this day, last month it was actually on the 15th of February, which was my birthday. I had like the worst fucking day, which is crazy. I turned 35 and I had the worst day, and I told String I just want to lay in bed, and that's what I did. It was really sad, but anyways, so that's what I'm feeling today. So I give you all of this background to understand where I'm at, and also to kind of share that that's what's happening for women, and that's something that men do not fucking understand and never will. That my hormones and my body is at play here, and that's what's happening to me every month. And so everything that I'm saying to you is obviously painted with where I'm at in my cycle, right? But what I wanted to tell you today is that in my cycle right now, and in my business and everything, you know, the last 3 weeks were amazing. And now, and especially having listened to some messages from a girlfriend of mine who's an entrepreneur, an amazing coach, who just told me that, you know, she put flyers up where she lives for like a live event, in-person event, and nobody signed up. That she doesn't know how to do this marketing and sales thing, that she's an amazing coach, but she doesn't know how to do all of that, and it's heavy, and it sucks, and it feels like something, like I'm not doing, like what's the missing piece, what am I, you know? And so I deeply resonate with that, and I told her that I remember 5 years ago when I started to do my master classes and my webinars. I remember there was one webinar where I prepared for like weeks and nobody showed up, and I actually remember it was in Sydney, when I was in Sydney visiting a friend. And I feel devastated. And I've been through a lot of low moments in business, you know, when you have to deal with rejection, when nobody's buying, when nobody's signing up. You feel like nobody wants or needs your shit, that nobody cares. You deal with criticism, like it's a whole thing, right? And what I told my girlfriend today is that I deeply feel her. I'm in a different level, but at a very similar spot. Where, you know, for example, my mastermind offer, which I just launched for female entrepreneurs, you know, is going really slow. And I'm getting on these calls and I'm talking to them, you know, but it's slow because they're not replying in time, because, you know, they're getting on a call just to share ideas, but they might not be interested. How do I qualify them? How do I go about this? Do I message them one-on-one? Do an event? All of that. Don't know what to do with the claim program going forward. Like it's a whole thing, you know, and you just sit there and you're like, but my shit is so good, right? My work is amazing. I've produced so many successful results, and yet I'm sitting here and feeling the same thing that my girlfriend is feeling, who's, well, she's not just starting out, but she doesn't have a 20,000 list of email subscribers. She doesn't have 600 plus clients, but I still feel the same way. And that, and what I told her is, I said, you know, coaching is coaching, and being really good at what you do is one thing, but marketing and sales is a totally another thing. Running a business is very different from, I just love to coach. It's the same thing as, you know, running a it's take any business, right? Like dancing or baking pies or I don't know, whatever you're good at, right? And I'm currently reading this book The E-Myth Revisited, which is an amazing book, which I highly recommend to any entrepreneur. And the guy talks about people have this like entrepreneur seizure which is basically like, oh, I'm so good at what I do, but my boss is an asshole, and I've been working here for 7 years, and I'm not being rewarded, so I fucking quit, and I'm going to start my own business, yeah, because nobody's going to tell me what to do. And then they do it, and it's amazing in the beginning. And I'm not saying that like every business is like that, right? What I want to say is that it's amazing in the beginning. But then you have to deal with the realities of a business. That a business without a marketing system and a channel that constantly brings you leads or traffic or prospects, and then a business without a sales system is not a business. Because if you can coach and you can do, or whatever you do, bake pies, paint, I don't know, whatever you do that you're really, really good at is not enough to provide you with a lucrative, lucrative, you know, life or lifestyle, and to bring you money. Not only bring you money, by the way, but actually make you profit, because that's what the purpose of a business is. And so what I had to do over the years, I had to learn sales, and that's the number one. So like, if somebody were to ask me, especially as a coach, but any profession, I think, and any for any entrepreneur, right? Number one skill is sales, and the second number one skill is marketing. I mean, this is obviously provided that you know what you're doing and you're good at it, right? Many, many people are good at what they're doing, but they don't know marketing, they don't know sales, and without that, there's no business. So, and yeah, there's many different ways, like referrals, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, what I wanted to share today is the lows of this whole adventure, you know? And it's extremely challenging. It's extremely challenging to work for yourself, to run a business. And in these days, I'm listening to my girlfriend, right? And I feel for her and I feel for myself, and kind of my masculine side tries to turn on and be like, right. And you know actually what happens? I want to share this last thing before I jump on out of the car and onto my call. What happens with me is that I get into these low states, and I, first of all, I need to feel them, and I need to be in it, and I need to just be aware that this is autumn and I'm going into fucking winter, okay? So I'm gonna just relax and sit with it, right? But then as I sit with it and I feel through it, a lot of times what happens for me, and it's just my nature, right? A lot of times what happens for me is that I get really angry and frustrated. Something in me rises and says, I'm not going to sit in this pity. I'm not going to sit in this victimhood. I'm just not going to sit in it. And then that part of me, that's always been there, by the way, that part of me starts to act and starts to get her shit together and says, all right, Nana, fucking enough, you know? So I don't stay in these states very long, but I just wanted to share that I do get into these states, obviously, like anyone, but especially during my cycle. And that right now it's really hard and it's challenging. This morning I like yelled at Zoe. We had a big fight. She was crying, throwing tantrums, and then I was crying as well, and I dropped her off, and like it was so bad, over nothing, you know. And of course a bunch of other people pissed me off. But what do we do, you know? What do? We go forward. And I've had, like, you know, it's a constant up and down. It's a constant up and down. But the thing is that I have my tools of obviously embodiment to just sit with it and feel through it. And I also have trust in myself and that I have a strategy and I'll find a way. And having sat in those moments for years, moments of low and moments of high for years, I know it's just part of the journey, part of the process, you know. And if you're listening to this, I know that everybody struggles with it. So I'm not alone and you're not alone. And next week I'll be in winter. I'm really curious about what I'm going to record for you. We'll see. You'll hear from me next week from the depth of my winter.